This is the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. It's Christmas season, and you might be basking in the excitement of Christmas by picking out and decorating a Christmas tree. But one of the big questions there is real or artificial? According to the American Christmas Tree Association, last year, 82% of American households opted for artificial trees. But if you are one of the 18% who goes for the real thing, you might be supporting an important aspect of agriculture right here in Illinois. Rob Richardson is president of the Illinois Christmas Tree Association and co-owner of Richardson Farm in Spring Grove, about 50 miles east of Rockford in McHenry County. Hello, Rob. Welcome to the 21st.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. And we're also joined by Randy Espy, who's the founder of Whispering Pines Reindeer Ranch and Christmas Tree Farm in Shavona, Illinois, about 15 miles south of DeKalb. Hello, Randy. Welcome to you as well.
Good morning, Rob. Pleasure to be here.
Thanks for being on the show. So, Rob, according to the USDA, between a 10-year period between 2002 and 2012, the number of Christmas trees harvested in Illinois dropped by more than half, 144,000 to 66,000. That's the latest data. Your farm has been around since the mid-1800s. You started growing Christmas trees in 1982. How have you seen the industry change over time?
Well, when we started planting Christmas trees, 81, 82, there were several others in this my local area that started about the same time. But since then, they seem to have dropped along the wayside. And so there seems to be less producers out there, which I really don't understand because I think it's a great business. It works well. We have a brother who's a school teacher over at, lives in Clinton, teaches in Beloit, or used to. And he does Christmas trees also, and so it worked out pretty well to fit into his schedule. So I'm not sure why. It's just some people have taken it as a temporary little fundraiser, I guess, for a few years. They're happy to do a few hundred trees a year. But it's done well for us. We've continued to expand that business. We have made some mistakes in that around 2012, we didn't plant enough, and we're harvesting that mistake right now. So we're kind of low on trees right now, but we have increased our planting significantly since then. So we hope in a couple of years we'll be able to fulfill the demand better than we have now.
Randy, what about you? You're a relative newcomer to the Christmas tree industry. Can you tell us what made you want to get into this line of work or this line of agriculture?
You're right. I'm a newbie. We started our first planting in 17, and the 80 acres we're on is some tough soils. It's got some glacial till and just not the best DeKalb County dirt. We're in the southern end of the county, and Mark Sinneman worked for the USDA Department of Ag, and he's been in trees for a long time. And just talking with him, he said it'd be the perfect place for a tree farm. And so I got a hold of my three daughters and the son-in-laws and said I would flip the bill if they would help with the labor. So we started in 17, and we're planting a few more every year, and we're just trying to make better use of the farm. And we love interacting with the public and bringing that ag entertainment, if you will. So
yeah,
looking
how long does it take to get a crop, so to speak? Is this like 5 years, 7 years? Does it depend if you're going for a household tree or the Rockefeller Plaza type tree or what?
I'm gonna let Rob
answer
that, and that we've only done it 4 years.
Sure. All right.
Well, trees grow different. Pines grow a little faster than the firs and spruces do. So a pine tree, basically 6 to 7 years, you might get a few at five. Firs and spruces are a little bit slower. They're another couple of years. So basically 7-8 years to get a good tree up to, let's call it 7 feet tall. So that basically averages out to a foot a year, although they start out slow, and then once they get established after a few years, they start growing faster than that. So as a as a Christmas tree farmer, we have to trim the trees every year. So we tend to slow them down a little bit so they don't get too spread out, too skinny looking. But it is, you got to plan ahead 8, 9, 10 years and hope that it's the right mix of what your customers are going to look for.
Randy, your farm also raises reindeer. One of our producers thought reindeer was a fictitious species. Can you tell us about that, how that factors into your business? And I'm particularly interested, apparently on your website, one of your reindeer, Kringle, lost an antler in the storm. Maybe you can talk about that.
Sure. So when we made the decision as a family to get into the Christmas tree business, I started Googling to see how we could promote it. And there was a farm in Ohio that talked about how their sales took off. And then there's a closer one at Rantoul, Mark Hardy's Reindeer Ranch and Tree Farm. And I drove down to Mark and talked to him, and he had, I don't know, probably 14, 15 reindeer there. But he just said the reindeer alone brings so many people in. I think that he's actually going to more pre-cuts and not planning as many because he's been so busy, but he said the reindeer are just a good draw. So we thought, if there's another 4 or 5 tree farms around us and we've got that advantage, we thought that would let us get into the market, because it seems like it's a tradition. We went to the same place for a long time, and to break that tradition, we thought that might do it. In regards to Kringle, we had a tornado back in late June or early July. It didn't touch down here, but we had extremely high winds. The rain was blowing sideways, and we've got 4 half-acre paddocks, and normally they come up into the dry lot and into there's building in each lot, but we've got a bigger building that's more protected, and they come up to that. Well, when he was headed up here, I'm guessing he couldn't see, and he ran into the fence, to the gate. He took the gate off the hinges, but he also broke his antler.
Yikes.
We put a zip tie on it. We stopped the bleeding, and he was fine, but he wound up looking more like a unicorn than a reindeer this year.
Kind of like the Grinch. Rob, we just have like 30 seconds left. Any brief advice, really brief, for someone who comes to your farm, wants to pick out the ideal fresh-cut Christmas tree? What are they looking for?
Well, you come to a farm like this, which is basically choose and cut, and whatever you cut is as fresh as it could ever be. Unfortunately, we're not able to handle the demand this year from what we've had. We've had a terrific season so far, but we're starting to run out. So we do have some pre-cuts, and they're very nice trees, but we had to bring them down from Wisconsin. They're mostly Fraser fir. And they're great also, and we make a fresh cut on them and treat them like a regular tree, so they should be fine. But it's a great business. It's everybody's coming out. We have the wagon rides and the hot cocoa.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna have to leave it there. Rob Richardson is president of the Illinois Christmas Tree Association, co-owner of Richardson Farm in Spring Grove, Illinois. We've also been speaking with Randy Espy, founder of Whispering Pines Reindeer Ranch and Christmas Tree Farm in Shibona, Illinois. Thank you both for being here so much. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. That is all the time we have for today. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll be back again and talk to you more tomorrow.